England Boxing Disciplinary Procedure, version 2.1. This audio version has been created to support accessibility to England Boxing's documents. Please note that the definitions, tables and appendices have been removed from this version. 1. Background. 1.1. England Boxing, EB, is committed to providing a fair, consistent and proportionate approach to the handling of complaints and disciplinary matters. 1.2. In respect of this procedure, a misconduct complaint, referral or allegation is any communication to EB from which it appears that there has or may have been a breach of the rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines, and will be subsequently dealt with in line with the procedures contained in this procedure or the safeguarding procedure. 1.3. This procedure applies to all members of EB, as well as others involved in Olympic boxing in England, including but not limited to boxers, coaches, officials, national, regional club officers, clubs, gyms, regional associations, volunteers and parent carers, or those with parental responsibility for members under 18 years of age, as well as to EB itself. 1.4. Where a report, following investigation, is not considered a breach requiring formal disciplinary action, it may still be investigated for such non-disciplinary action that EB deems appropriate at their absolute discretion. 1.5. In such cases as outlined in S1.4, where no formal action is to be taken, the Compliance and Safeguarding Manager, CSM, should consider notifying the complainant as to why there is no case to answer, in line with the complaints policy. 1.6. This procedure shall apply to any misconduct or disciplinary matter at the sole discretion of EB. 2. Jurisdiction and powers. 2.1. EB's Articles of Association, its rules, regulations and various conditions of membership, registration and affiliation require that all individuals outlined in S1.3 comply with regulations made by the board and any of EB's rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines. 2.2. This procedure provides an open and transparent process for the handling of misconduct complaints, referrals and allegations. Other complaints that are not considered to be misconduct by the CSM will be dealt with under a separate complaint handling process. 2.3. There are two processes that EB may consider to be a misconduct breach. A. Any behavior breaching EB's rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines, as well as general behavior, shall be subject to the processes outlined in this document. And B. Safeguarding referrals, where behavior breaches the safeguarding policy, shall be subject to the process outlined in the safeguarding procedure, but may also be subject to misconduct action in accordance with this procedure. 2.4. EB has disciplinary jurisdiction over any participant defined within this procedure and/or those defined by the Code of Conduct. 2.5. EB retains the right to pursue to a conclusion any disciplinary matter commenced while a person is a participant, notwithstanding that they may cease to be a participant after commencement of the matter. 3. Statutory authorities. 3.1. England Boxing reserves the right to involve statutory agencies in appropriate matters and will support the police, LADO and any other relevant body with any resulting investigation in line with its legal obligations. 3.2. EB retains the right to continue its misconduct proceedings even though there may be a police investigation ongoing. EB will exercise its discretion when deciding whether to consider the alleged misconduct before any criminal proceedings have concluded, and may liaise with the police and any other relevant body in this regard. 3.3. The fact that criminal action is being taken or considered does not prevent action continuing in line with this procedure. 4. Powers of inquiry. 4.1. EB requires those outlined in S1.3. to cooperate in any investigation where requested, to participate in interviews, to provide information and/or statements or any other information believed to be in their possession or knowledge, and to attend hearings to give evidence. 4.2. Any participant who fails to comply with these requirements may themselves be subject to disciplinary action. 4.3. All and any hearings shall be held in private and are confidential to those in attendance unless outcomes are published by EB. 4.4. EB shall delegate its power to act upon disciplinary matters to the CSM or a nominee, who has the authority under such delegation to raise charges as deemed appropriate. 4.5. EB shall also have jurisdiction at their sole discretion over appeals against decisions or outcomes from a disciplinary panel, including those of a member organisation. Such appeals will be reviewed by the Judicial Chair, JC, as set out in S12. 4.6. Where a participant against whom a complaint is made is under 18 years of age, or deemed to be an adult at risk when the matter complained of occurred, the matter will be dealt with under the procedures for children, young people and adults at risk in this procedure at S8. 5. Disciplinary rules and provisions. 5.1. EB through the CSM or a nominee may act at their sole discretion against any participant who is considered to be acting in breach of any rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines published by EB. 5.2. Participants are required to ensure their behavior is appropriate at all times, and they may be subject to a charge under this procedure where such behavior falls below the standards outlined in the rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines, irrespective of whether that misconduct was committed during participation in EB activity. 5.3. A participant is always required to act in the best interests of England boxing and shall not act, at the sole determination of EB, in any way that brings the sport into disrepute. 5.4. An EB-affiliated club is responsible for ensuring its boxers, coaches, officials, spectators, and all those indicating support of the club, whether participants or not, conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and refrain from any behavior that at the sole discretion of EB, the CSM or a nominee, brings the sport into disrepute. 5.5. Any member that makes an unreasonable, vexatious or malicious complaint will be charged for bringing the sport into disrepute in line with the complaints policy and this procedure. 5.6. Any charge to a respondent in relation to a complaint, referral or allegation must be raised within 90 days of being notified of the incident, unless written permission is given by the JC to extend the time limit in advance of 90 days. 5.7. Any first instance hearing must be heard within 120 days of the report being received in the first instance, unless written permission is given by the JC to extend the time limit in advance of 120 days. 5.8. Where in S5.6 and S5.7, the JC declines an extension, the case will be declared void. Records of the case will be retained in line with the EB privacy and data protection policy. 5.9. Where a police or court outcome is awaited by EB in reference to S3 and S5.6 to S5.7, the timescale for raising a charge and hearing a case will reset upon notification to EB of the police or court outcome. Fundfundetsen. All participants subject to this procedure are reminded that the procedures of the disciplinary procedure are not a court of law and that disciplinary panels and appeal panels are disciplinary, as opposed to arbitral, bodies. Funf.elft. The applicable standard of proof under this procedure will be the civil standard of the balance of probability. Fundfundetswolf. Any participant subject to a charge and attending a hearing is entitled to be represented, including legally, by a person of their choice. Participants are responsible for their own costs in respect of their response to any charge or hearing. 5.13. Any deviation from any provision of this procedure shall not invalidate any finding or decision unless that deviation seriously and irremediably prejudices the position of one of the parties or the fairness or reliability of the process or outcome. 5.1.4. EB may amend these procedures as it sees fit from time to time. Any such amendments shall come into full force and effect upon the date specified for the amendment. 6. Interim suspension. 6.1. If the CSM considers that a complaint, referral or allegation falls within the scope of the disciplinary jurisdiction and is of sufficient seriousness to warrant the interim suspension of a participant from EB activity until such time that the misconduct process has concluded, they may impose an interim suspension. The CSM shall communicate via email to the participant informing them of the terms of the interim suspension. 6.2. For S6.1. A suspension shall mean suspension from EB activity unless specific conditions of the suspension are applied and communicated to the respondent. 6.03. About S6.1, it may also be necessary to communicate with the participant via phone based on the participant's accessibility to written communication as defined on their locker profile. Written communication should always be provided in addition to phone communication. 6.4. Any interim suspension issued will be submitted to the JC in compliance, legal and HR subcommittee within 8 weeks of the suspension. 6.5. A suspension on coaching activities cannot be separated into activities with adults, adults at risk, children and young people, or participants of any gender. Any bar or suspension on coaching applies to coaching in its entirety, and no subdivision will be permissible by the CSM or considered by the JC as part of a review. 6.6. An interim suspension may be requested by the respondent for review by the JC. A review in such circumstances must be submitted to safeguarding at englandboxing.org within 7 days of the date of the interim suspension, or any review will be declared void. 6.07. A request for review will be considered in writing via email from the respondent, unless the respondent requires reasonable adjustments to make this request. 6.8. The decision of the JC in respect of an interim suspension is final, and no provision for appeals is made. 6.9. If at any time the facts or circumstances of the complaint, referral, or allegation change, the CSM may consider either of their own motion, or in consideration of an application made to the JC by a participant subject to an interim suspension, whether such interim suspension should continue. In their absolute discretion, the CSM may lift or amend an interim suspension as necessary. Section 10. An interim suspension may be shared with the participant's club, the club support officer, CSO, the club and community manager and RWO, in order to protect the integrity of the sport at the sole discretion of the CSM. Sex.11. An interim suspension may be published on EB's website at the sole discretion of the CSM. Sex.12. If during the course of a participant's interim suspension the CSM is informed that the participant has breached the terms of the interim suspension, the JC has the power to review the suspension and apply sanctions and costs as set out in S11 of this procedure, at the sole discretion of the JC. 7. Preliminary matters. 7.1. A disciplinary panel chair, or JC, will have the right, sitting alone, to deal with any preliminary matter, and may as a result make directions including but not limited to a. amending a time limit, b. setting aside any earlier panel decision being appealed against, c. order a participant to attend a hearing, d. permit a participant or representative to attend and make submissions to a panel, e. dispense or amend any of the procedures outlined in this procedure, f. consider and make determination on any matters of law, or g. any such order deemed applicable or appropriate. 7.2. The disciplinary panel chair or JC may also refer any preliminary matter to be considered by the full disciplinary panel or appeal panel. 7.3. Any direction of a preliminary matter is final and not subject to appeal. 8.1. When dealing with children, young people or an adult at risk in an investigation or as a witness, they must be dealt with in a manner considered appropriate for the person's age and understanding. 8.2. No person under the age of 18 can be fined, but under S5.4, the club may be charged with misconduct. 8.3. A child under the age of 14 cannot appear before any hearing panel either as a witness or charged participant. 8.4. Where there is a potential misconduct breach by a child under the age of 14, an alternative resolution to the disciplinary procedure should be implemented by the CSM in consultation with the JC. The outcome of this resolution is final, and no provision for appeals is made. 8.5. Where a witness under the age of 14 would be requested to provide evidence, the CSM should collect this evidence as a written statement or transcript from a verbal recording as appropriate. Written permission must be obtained from the parent carer for a statement to be provided. 8.6. A young person between the ages of 14 and 18 may attend a hearing accompanied by an adult chaperone, and only where a. the disciplinary panel chair considers their age and understanding is appropriate for their attendance, b. the evidence is considered so important as to necessitate their attendance, and c. the procedures to hear from a young person as outlined in this procedure are strictly followed. 8.7. Where all clauses in S8.6 are not met, the provision made at S8.05 should be applied. 8.8. When a young person gives evidence, only essential participants should be in attendance. Essential participants are considered as the panel, CSM or nominee, respondent and their representative, and the adult chaperone. 8.09. Only the disciplinary panel chair will be permitted to ask questions of the young person. No cross-examination is permitted. 8.10. At the end of the questioning by the disciplinary panel chair, they will inquire from the respondent whether there are any questions to be asked of the young person. These should be provided in writing and will be asked of the young person by the disciplinary panel chair at the sole discretion of the disciplinary panel chair. 8.11. a young person and their adult chaperone are only to attend a hearing for the period of their evidence and questioning by the disciplinary panel chair. Once this is complete, they may leave the hearing. Acht. Zufte. At the sole discretion of the JC, the procedures available to support a child or young person as a witness or respondent are also available for application in the case of an adult at risk at any age in line with the Safeguarding Adults Policy. 9.1. The summary procedure may be applied if A. The respondent admits the misconduct in the correspondence, communication between them and the CSM or nominee. Or B. That if the facts placed before the CSM or nominee are true and are not challenged by the respondent. And C. The CSM or nominee is satisfied at their sole discretion that the outcome under the summary procedure suitably addresses this misconduct. 9.2. A summary procedure outcome is where appropriate sanctions relating to the misconduct charge should be no more than A. An email of censure. B. A suspension for a period not exceeding 28 days. C. A fine not exceeding £250. D. Education or training. E. A suspended penalty where, if the terms of the suspended penalty are breached, a suspension of no more than 28 days would be applied, or F. A combination of any of the above. 9.3. For $9.20, A. Suspension shall mean suspension from EB activity unless specific. Conditions of the suspension are applied and communicated to the respondent, notwithstanding the statements in S11.4. 9.4. At the sole discretion of the CSM or nominee, where the criteria from S9.1 are met, the CSM or nominee may invoke the summary procedure and email the respondent stating the charge, and that in the CSM's or nominee's view, that the misconduct outcome can be dealt with as a summary procedure. 9.05. The CSM must seek the consent of the respondent via email to proceed under the summary procedure and formally charge the respondent with misconduct, providing the respondent with the opportunity to reject the decision. 9.6. In reference to S9.5, it may also be necessary to communicate with the respondent via phone based on the participant's accessibility to written communication as defined on their locker profile. Written communication should always be provided in addition to phone communication. 9.7. There shall be no right of appeal from the application of a sanction imposed by the CSM or nominee under the summary procedure and consented to by the respondent. 9.8. Any summary procedure issued will be submitted to the JC and Compliance, Legal, and HR Sub Committee within 8 weeks of the suspension. 9.9. If the respondent chooses to reject the decision, the charge will proceed to the full disciplinary procedure. 10.1. If the respondent to a charge does not consent to the summary procedure, or if the CSM or nominee considers that the case is not appropriate for the summary procedure, the full disciplinary procedure as set out below will be applied. 10.02. EB shall commence the procedure by sending the respondent the charge in writing, via email, setting out a summary of the alleged misconduct, together with a summary of the evidence and website links to the rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines breached. 10.3. A copy of the evidence to support the charge shall also be included, redacted where appropriate at the sole discretion of the CSM or nominee. 10.4. About S10.2. It may also be necessary to communicate with the participant via phone, based on the participant's accessibility to written communication as defined on their locker profile. Written communication should always be provided in addition to phone communication. 10.05. The respondent against whom the charge has been made has 7 days following the date of the charge email to answer the charge, where they may A. accept the charge and request the matter be dealt with by correspondence only. B. accept the charge and request to appear before a disciplinary panel to personally provide any mitigation. C. deny the charge and request the matter be dealt with via correspondence with a disciplinary panel. Or D. deny the charge and request the matter be dealt with by way of a personal hearing. And E. any reasonable adjustments that are necessary to facilitate a response. 10.6. Should the respondent against whom the charge was raised elect to appear in person to provide mitigation, or in a personal hearing, they will be required to pay a hearing fee of £100. A respondent has 21 days from the date of the charge email to pay the hearing fee, or the matter will be referred to disciplinary panel, at 10.9. 10.7. About S10.05 Art A. Where the charge is accepted and is to be dealt with by correspondence, a disciplinary panel chair sitting alone will produce a judgment on the misconduct. 10.8. About S1005B to S1005D. A three-person panel will be convened in each case in order to produce a judgment. 10.09. Failure by the respondent to respond to the charge within 7 days will mean the matter will be referred to a panel for consideration based on the CSM or nominee's correspondence. 1000. The CSM or nominee will schedule a date and convene a three-person panel under the direction of the JC and appointed from members approved by the EB Compliance, Legal and HR Subcommittee to produce a judgment on the misconduct. 1000. The panel will be chaired by a legally qualified person or person experienced in chairing such panels. 1000. If a member of a panel having been appointed is unable or unwilling to attend a hearing, then the JC may A. appoint another member of the panel as a replacement, B. appoint a new panel, or C. allow the remaining two members to proceed with the hearing. 10.1.3. Where a panel comprises two, the disciplinary panel chair shall have the casting vote, otherwise the decision of the panel will be unanimous. 10.1.4. At least 7 days' notice will be given of the date, time and place of a hearing convened under the full disciplinary procedure, unless all parties consent to a shorter time frame. 10.15. Hearings will normally be held online via Zoom, unless the JC determines a face-to-face hearing is required. 10.16. At least 5 days before the date of the hearing, the CSM or nominee shall share a panel pack, including the charge letter and evidence, as well as any written response from the respondent to both the respondent and the panel. The respondent's panel pack may be redacted, where appropriate, at the sole discretion of the CSM or nominee. 10.1.7. The CSM or nominee will be required to arrange the attendance of any witnesses in support of the charge and for the respondent to notify the CSM of any witness they wish to attend to contest the charge. 10.1.8. In all cases, EB shall face the burden of proving the misconduct that is the subject of the charge, S. 10.1.9. The hearing will progress with the CSM or nominee presenting the case to the panel. 10.20. Any witness in support of the charge will give their evidence first, and the respondent shall have the right to cross-examine any witness called by EB as necessary, bar witnesses under the age of 18 and adults at risk, as per S. 8.10.2.1. If in attendance, the respondent will give their evidence before any of the respondent's witnesses are heard from, and the panel shall have the right to ask questions of any witnesses. 10.02.2. Once the respondent has provided their evidence and the witnesses have been heard from, the respondent has the opportunity to make any closing argument followed by the closing argument of the CSM or nominee. 10.02.3. The disciplinary panel will then adjourn in private to determine whether the charge of misconduct is proven and any decision shall be by majority verdict. 10.02.4. The fact that a person charged has been convicted of a criminal offence or issued with a formal police caution to the same incident shall be deemed to be conclusive evidence of a conviction or caution and the facts and circumstances surrounding it. 10.0.25. In the event of misconduct being proven, the CSM or nominee may outline any previous disciplinary history on record for the respondent, and the respondent, if in attendance, may provide any mitigation against a sanction. 10.0.26. In the event a charge is not proven, all details of the charge shall be withdrawn and any monies paid refunded. 10.0.27. Having reached a final decision on liability and sanction, the disciplinary panel chair shall communicate the decision either at the time of the hearing or to the respondent within 48 hours of the hearing via the CSM or nominee. 10.2.8. About S10.27. It may also be necessary to communicate with the respondent via phone, based on the participant's accessibility to written communication as defined on their locker profile. Written communication should always be provided in addition to phone communication. 10.2.9. In all cases, the disciplinary panel chair will produce a written judgment, setting out the reasons for reaching its decision and any sanction or mitigation applied. 10.30. Any decision will be subject to the right of appeal in accordance with the appeal process in S12. 10.3.1. During proceedings, the panel shall not be obliged to follow the strict rules of evidence and may admit such evidence as it thinks fit and attribute evidence such weight as it thinks appropriate in the circumstances of the case. 10.3.2. Subject to the right of appeal, a decision of the panel shall be deemed to be a decision of EB and be binding. JEDN Act. sanctions, and costs. 11.1. If the panel finds a charge of misconduct to have been proven under the full disciplinary procedure, it may impose upon the participant concerned A. fixed-term bar, suspension, from EB activity. B. permanent bar, ban from EB activity. C. suspension or ban from coaching, officiating, boxing or volunteering as part of EB activity. D. suspension or ban from attending any activity under the jurisdiction of EB. E. suspension or ban from standing for or holding any office, either for a temporary period or permanently. F. a fine. G. a caution and or censure in respect of the participant's conduct. H. a suspended penalty where, if the terms of the suspended penalty are breached, a sanction as specified is applied. I. a requirement to attend appropriate training. J. a requirement to contribute to the costs of the hearing. Or K. a combination of any of the above. 11.2. In imposing a fixed-term bar, the panel or the appeal panel shall consider the period of interim suspension served by the participant, if any, in deciding the appropriate period of any further fixed-term bar. 11.03. A permanent bar should be imposed only where the panel or the appeal panel is satisfied that the participant's conduct and potential ongoing risk to members of EB is such that it is considered necessary, reasonable, and proportionate. 11.4. A bar or suspension on coaching activities cannot be separated into activities with adults, adults at risk, children and young people, or participants of any gender. Any bar or suspension on coaching applies to coaching in its entirety, and no subdivision will be permissible by the panel or considered as part of an appeal. 11.5. During the course of a participant's bar or suspension, if the CSM is informed that the participant has breached the terms of the interim suspension, the JC has the power to review the suspension and refer the breach to the CSM or nominee for consideration under the full disciplinary procedure, S10, of this procedure. 11.6. The JC may review a bar at any time should they wish to do so. Any participant subject to a bar has no right to review. 11.7. The panel or the appeal panel has the power to impose suspensions and permanent or fixed-term bars, preventing an individual from participating in all or any EB activity, including from being present at a club, venue or competition, in such terms as it considers appropriate and proportionate. Divan Act. Appeals Procedure. 12.1. Appeals may be made to the JC via the CSM on the following grounds. A. The process failed to give the appellant a fair hearing. B. The panel came to a decision that no reasonable body should have reached. C. The process failed to comply with the procedure provided for in this procedure. And or D. The panel imposed an excessive sanction. EAB may also appeal that the sanction imposed was unduly lenient and therefore unreasonable. 12.2. An appellant shall have 7 days from the date of the written judgment to submit an appeal via email to safeguarding@englandboxing.org, along with agreement to pay a £100 fee, not applicable in S12.1e. An appellant has 21 days from the date of the written judgment to pay the fee or the appeal will be rejected by the JC under S12.4. An appeal application will be considered in writing via email from the appellant unless the respondent requires reasonable adjustments in order to make this appeal. 12.3. An appeal submitted to the JC by the appellant should include A. the grounds of the appeal under S12.1, B. the precise details being appealed against, C. any application to submit new evidence and justification as to why such evidence was not available at the time of the original hearing, and D. any reasonable adjustments that are necessary to facilitate the appeal. E. Agreement to pay the £100 fee is set out at S12.2. Not applicable in S12.1e. 12.4. Within 14 days of receipt of the appeal, the JC at their sole determination will decide whether the grounds for appeal have been met and the appeal is to be progressed or rejected. Their decision will be communicated to the appellant via the CSM. 12.5. There is no right to appeal against the decision of the JC and the panel's decision will be implemented. 12.6. The original decision of the disciplinary panel will be suspended during any appeal period, as will any potential publication of the decision, unless a permanent bar, S1101 Board B, was the decision, in which case an interim suspension under S6 will be applied by the CSM. 12.7. Where an appeal application is made by the original respondent, and an interim suspension had been applied by the CSM prior to the full disciplinary process, the interim suspension will remain in force during the period of appeal. 12.8. Where the appeal is to be progressed, the appellant has 14 days to submit in writing, notwithstanding any reasonable adjustments, via email to safeguarding@englandboxing.org, an appeal pack to be considered in relation to their appeal, to include a. an overview of the grounds for appeal, b. the precise detail of the basis for appeal, c. any new evidence to support the appeal, d. any reasonable adjustments that are necessary to facilitate the appeal, and e. any application to attend an appeal hearing in person. 12.9. Appeals are progressed by way of a review of all correspondence, but the appellant or CSM have the right to attend an appeal hearing to make personal submissions. 1.2. The JC will convene an appeal panel consisting of them, the chair sitting alone, or a panel of three members to either include or exclude the JC at their sole determination. The appeal panel may not appoint members of the previous disciplinary panel. Zwolf.Delft. Where an in-person appeal hearing is required, the CSM or nominee will schedule a date and convene an appeal panel under the direction of the JC, appointed from members approved by EB Compliance, Legal and HR Subcommittee to produce a judgment on the appeal. Zwolf, Zofte. EB's original panel pack, the appellant's appeal pack, and the written judgment will be collated by the CSM or nominee for distribution to the appeal panel no less than 5 days prior to the appeal hearing. 12.1. 3. An appeal can only be withdrawn with the approval of the JC. 12.1. 4. The following procedures will be followed where an in-person appeal hearing is required, unless the procedures are amended by the appeal panel chair. A. The appellant will set out their appeal, summarizing their appeal pack. B. Any new evidence will be considered and any new witnesses may be questioned. C. D. E. F. G. H. The appeal respondent will set out their response, any new evidence from the appeal respondent will be considered, and any new witnesses may be questioned. The appeal panel may pose questions at any time, but the appellant and the appeal respondent are not permitted to ask questions, other than to witness. The appeal respondent will make closing submissions, the appellant will make closing submissions, and the appeal panel will then adjourn in private to determine a decision and an outcome as provided for in S12.15. 12.15. The appeal panel has the power to a. allow the appeal, b. dismiss the appeal, c. make any decision that was available to the disciplinary panel, which includes the ability to increase, decrease or vary any sanction imposed, d. order a rehearing, e. order costs to contribute towards the actual costs of the appeal panel, f. order the refund or forfeit of the appeal fee, and or g. any other order deemed appropriate. 12.16. A decision of the appeal panel shall be deemed to be a decision of EB and be final and binding. There is no appeal process to an appeal. 12.17. Having reached a decision, the appeal panel chair shall communicate the decision either at the time of the hearing or to the respondent within 48 hours of the hearing via the CSM or nominee. 12.18. About 12.17. It may also be necessary to communicate with the respondent via phone based on the participant's accessibility to written communication as defined on their locker profile. Written communication should always be provided in addition to phone communication. 12.19. In all cases, the appeal panel chair will produce a written judgment, setting out the reasons for reaching its decision and any sanction or mitigation applied. 13.1. Any participant found guilty of any of the following offences in another sport or national governing bodies, NGB proceedings, may be charged by EB for not acting in the best interests of the sport. A. Any betting or integrity event. B. Any doping offence under WAD code or UCAD rules. C. Any offence in connection with discriminatory behaviour. Or D. Any safeguarding allegation substantiated by the sport or NGB. 13.2. The findings of the other sport or NGB will be deemed to be correct unless any appeal application to that sport or NGB has been made and upheld. 13.3. The JC may move immediately to impose a sanction in line with EB's sanctions, as if the offence had been committed under the jurisdiction of EB, without need for a summary procedure or full disciplinary hearing. 13.4. UKF service only boxing discipline is covered under the Manual of Service Law, and may be dealt with under the Armed Forces Discipline Act 2000. As a legislative act of law, it would take precedence over EB rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines, but where EB rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines have been contravened at an EB event, both service law and policy may run in tandem with EB rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines. 13.5. UK Armed Forces, UKAF, service-only boxing is covered by the Safeguarding JSP 834 Joint Service Publication, CTARN Act. Suspensions and bars due to criminal action. 14.1. In addition to the powers outlined in this procedure, EB may order that a participant be suspended or barred from all or specific EB activity on terms it deems appropriate, where the participant has been convicted of a criminal offence and where the JC and CSM consider it appropriate to protect the sport and its participants. Patent Act. Confidentiality and publication. 15.1. All misconduct and appeal proceedings shall take place in private, and only participants and representatives, the CSM or nominee and witnesses involved are entitled to attend. 15.2. EB has the authority to publish the outcome and details of any hearing on EB's website that it deems appropriate, at its sole discretion. Until such time as EB publishes the details, they remain private and confidential. 15.3. The outcome of any full disciplinary procedure, safeguarding review panel, membership termination or appeal, may be shared with Home Nation and GB national governing bodies in order to protect the integrity of the sport at the sole discretion of the CSM. 15.4. The outcome of any full disciplinary procedure, safeguarding review panel, membership termination or appeal will be shared with the participants club, CSO, the club and community manager and RWO in order to protect the integrity of the sport at the sole discretion of the CSM. 15.5. The disciplinary hearing chair, or JC, may recommend that all submissions provided during a hearing or appeal are collated and sent to the police, LADO or other relevant body, together. With the view of the panel, disciplinary hearing chair, or JC, that the matter should be investigated by such authorities in the determination of whether a criminal offence has been committed. 15.6. As per S6.11, an interim suspension may be published on EB's website at the sole discretion of the CSM. 15.7. The outcomes of a summary procedure are private and confidential between the respondent and EB and are not published on EB's website. End of document.